Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
Stacey and Jay Spoo with you until 6. Everybody decided to come back to work.
Yeah,
it has taken us a couple of days, but we have recovered from the weekend, guys. Welcome back.
Yeah, man.
Mainly to us, because we're alive. Alice, Celine Dion. Now, in the spirit of being alive and being grateful for what you have, we're going to take a moment to talk about something which everybody knows. This little acronym, FOMO, right?
Which
stands for the fear of missing out. But there is now a new edition of this, a cooler version of this. It's called ROMO.
Oh, like relief of missing out.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it's that feeling that overcomes you, like a warm sensation, like a hug on the inside, when you're at home, unbothered, moisturized, you know, your laundry is done, you're getting into clean bedding, and you're like, I could have been in the streets.
Goodness.
I could have lost my shoe by now. I would have had a dead phone and nowhere to get home. Yeah, but instead, I am here. I'm in one piece, and I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and have a fruitful Sunday. That is the relief of missing out.
Guys, ROMO is becoming a thing, even in my life. I've got a ROMO story related to the Hollywood Best Ever July that happened this weekend. So after those gigs, go home, change, and go to a jaw that I was invited
in the
to.
Night.
Yes, Stacey, I was invited to by a mate of mine who was supposedly meant to be hosting me, my madam, and a couple of mates. All right. Got home to change after playing at a couple of gigs. My son was sick. Couldn't go to this jaw. But then, Stacey, in the morning, we wake up and I've got so many SMSs. People complaining about, hey, boo. Guys, we had to spend our own money. So apparently, the guy who invited everyone to come out and have a bit of a jaw at the club had financial issues. The bill came to 35,000 rand. Everyone who was there now required
the
bill. 35,000 rand. And I'm like, oh yeah, I wasn't there.
See, and you woke up
okay,
fresh,
easy.
Money in your bank account.
No problem.
You see?
No problem.
The relief of missing out. And this is such a sweet, sweet sensation.
So beautiful.
So good. So in the spirit of that, you know, we all have a story where you're like, if I'd been there. But instead, I was somewhere else. Minding my... And now it's all good. We want you to tell us, share with us, a time, a moment in your life when you were so relieved, so relaxed, so stoked that you missed out. Alternatively, if everything in your body said, don't do it, and you did it anyway, and it went a little topsy-turvy, because ROMO is real. The relief is imminent. If you choose wisely, you will not suffer. 061-792-9495.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
ROMO versus FOMO. One will present you the opportunity to have peace, and the other one, full-on hangover. You must decide which one you want in life, guys.
Well, I mean, a hangover is the least of your worries. The relief of missing out is something where you're like, that really could have been me.
Yeah.
I really could have not been having a good time right now, but I chose peace. And it's always important to choose peace.
Look at you.
So we want you to share your ROMO stories, your relief of missing out. So maybe like something happened. Jay was talking about this past weekend after Hollywood Bets Durban July, meant to be going out. Zander wasn't well. He ends up staying at home, only to find out the next morning that this all expenses paid party was, it was all expenses paid by him. It would have been by him. So all of his friends are not out of pocket, but he has money in his bank. See, relief.
I'm very happy.
A relief of missing out. And I'm assuming this is about to be juicy because we're looking for your stories. Live from Newcastle, Anonymous, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Stacey. Hi, Jason.
We are good, and thank you so much for asking. Madam.
Yeah.
Madam.
Counselor.
Okay, so
madam.
I want to bend
Prat.
A little bit.
Prat.
Okay, so I was super excited about the Hollywood Bet, and I entered so many competitions. Like, I bought JC Little, I bought Jounce.
Yeah.
I bought, there was another thing that you had to buy, and which had sold, and I spent money, and I entered so many different competitions between the job and July ticket. To find out that I went home, I didn't have data. Right, and then eventually I put my data on. I just thought to myself, we need to try and put some data on my phone and check if anything to the competition. It was at 6 o'clock that evening, the day before the Durban July, and it was boomtown tickets. And I was so excited. I'm actually like crying thinking about it. I was so excited, excited to go. I even tried my dress, my shoes, and then about 8 o'clock, my tenant phone to say that they're having a problem with their toilet system, and it was a huge problem that costed me about 5,000 rand. Oh. So I was like, I know that they couldn't use the toilet, and it was a messy situation. So that morning when you woke up, I said that I don't think we can go for the Durban July. We'll have to be at home, get the plumber to come and sort everything out. And I was crying everything because I was so excited, and I entered so many competitions to win.
They had a problem.
So that was my, I even sent you all the voice out for.
You were like, I was trying to get there. Okay, well, you know what, Anonymous, if it makes you feel any better, Jay and I, although we had a good time, we were working, you know? So, next year, Anonymous, next year.
We'll do it together.
We're going to first make sure that the plumbing,
that
the tenants is fine.
I couldn't go for the Hollywood.
Oh,
we had the plumber over. It was a whole mess, and I stayed at home. Didn't go anywhere.
I'm sorry, Anonymous. Right.
Thank you for sharing that story. You're going to be fine. It's just 1 weekend.
But you needed money for the plumber, man.
Yeah.
And on a weekend. Like, you know what I'm saying?
At
least it was sorted. Otherwise, the tenant isn't paying rent, girl, and then drama.
All right.
But then it's also every year you always wish to go to the Dubs, and then it really happens that you won the competition.
We're Anonymous. Sometimes you need to miss out on things to get a bit of.
You don't know what you were protected from there, genuinely.
Maybe it could have been an accident on the roads. I'm just saying, but look
you never know.
And you're chatting to Stacey and Jay Smoo, and your toilet is fresh.
That's right, girl. Bills are paid.
Okay, Anonymous. Let's go to Ashy.
Ashy, how are you?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Tell us your Romo story, baby girl.
Oh, well, I don't have a specific one, but generally it's when a family function gets postponed or canceled.
Relieved.
Yep, happy, relieved. I can be in bed, I can be changing, I can listen to music.
Hey.
Ashy, I'm going to tell you this now. Why do you think I move from province to province? Not getting those phone calls. Unfortunately, I can't be there. I'm sorry. Aeroplane, so expensive. Sozzles, babe. Sozzles.
Before we get into your 4:30 Newswatch headlines, generally, what is your responsibility when it's family functions? Like, do you find yourself running around the most, or are you like, who are you?
Let me be real here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the kids of the family, so I just kind of sit there and watch them do everything.
So you're bored.
Basically.
You're like, I could have been at home.
My real reason is because I don't like when they keep picking on, you've gone so chubby, you're getting more fat, you need to lose weight. That is every single time that one auntie who's nosy will do that.
Okay,
we get your problems. It's not Ashy.
The second point is that they always telling you, why don't you come home? You don't visit. Yeah. I mean, when I graduated, when I got engaged, where were they?
Ashy, pull back. Pull back, girl. You're getting vulnerable. Pull back.
Thank goodness we didn't say your surname. Goodbye.
Girl,
Ashy,
good luck for the next reunion. There we go. Ashy's had enough.
Yeah, it's the worst, though, when people greet you with,
Not so much too sweet, although maybe that is. Are you allowed to be smug? Is that the cousin feeling that's adjacent to Romo, the relief of missing out?
I think Stacey, you're on the mark there. I feel like when you miss out on something that turns out to be the worst thing, according to other people's experience, then you must have a moment of, hooray.
And also,
hooray!
You're like, this is peak adulting.
I made the right choice.
I made a decision, yes. and it was the right one. And look at me go,
it's a sweet moment.
Basically, like Super Saiyan version of adulting. So we wanted to hear your relief of missing out stories. We've heard from Ashy.
Yeah.
We've heard from Anonymous number one from Newcastle. But now we have a different Anonymous from Richards Bay.
All right.
Hello.
Anonymous, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys.
Oh, lekker. In the voice note that was submitted, Anonymous was like, please do not mention my name.
Okay, so listen, Anonymous, if you decide
I'm excited
to apply some kind of strange accent halfway through, we're not going to even flutter an eyelid. So go for it. Tell us your story.
Oh, well, I was invited to a braai over the weekend, and I decided not to go to the braai.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky for me, on Sunday I found out my ex was there. Yeah. So it was like, I didn't go. Good for me. And it was bitterly cold. That's another reason.
But now, Anonymous, can you imagine? Now you have walked into the brine. You're wearing a K-way, okay? The wind is bitterly cold there in Richards Bay. You are already a bit like on your last nerve. You know, you need a bit of a drinky poo to like calm yourself. Then you must see this monstrosity. You're going to be shaking for all the wrong reasons. You were protected. You were protected. You would have needed more than one braai place to get through that situation, my babe. So it would have been get me out of here.
Also, Anonymous, there's nothing worse than having to turn into a pot plant when you're just trying to have some fun.
Right? You were like, I thought I was coming to a braai.
That's what happens when you see an ex.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't like a pot plant. I prefer a tree.
Okay, an entire tree.
A whole tree.
Wow, so
I'm quite big.
Talk about being subtle.
Well done for you, Anonymous.
Thank you so much, Anonymous. Anonza.
Yeah.
Do you want to call it that?
Because you never know what you're being protected from. If the gut says no, don't go.
10 a.m. when the sun goes down. One kiss. Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, wrapping up the second half. Stacey and Jay Smoo, welcome to it. If you've just joined us right now, we've been having a conversation around FOMO, the fear of missing out, and ROMO, which is the relief of missing out. We had quite a few people jumping on the line there for the ROMO. But most of them are very anonymous because they want to keep that name private.
And also just
very interesting stories, I'm not going to lie. Like, yo.
But also just to be able to really bask in the glory of your own great decision making is always
every now and again, you know, it's a good thing.
But that's the thing. It's not that we do the right thing all the time, but when we do get something right, it's nice to share it with the friends, you know. So well done to everybody who felt that relief. Maybe this weekend you were not out and about. Maybe you were out and about, but then you knew the time to go home. Pumpkin hour. You observed pumpkin hour. And as such, today you're feeling fresh. You're looking fantastic. Look, puffy eyes. Don't even know her.
Yeah, Stacey, I feel like you are the queen of ROMO.
Oh, yes.
Because every time we have show prep the next day, right, Stacey will be like, you know what I just did yesterday? I didn't go.
I never go. It takes a lot for me to leave the house.
You have the best excuses. Like, she doesn't drop like, oh, I was sick.
No, I don't want to.
Her excuses are like the best. Like,
didn't want to be.
The last one. The last one.
Sorry, I'm late. I didn't want to come. Anyway, let's talk about the fact that I did decide to come to work today. And with me, I bear good news.
How much?
Money. There's 2,000 rand.
Okay, easy.
So Dion very, very kindly managed to keep that 1,000 rand. He is an honest gentleman. So thank you, Dion G. As a result, 1+1=2,000 rand. If you would like to win yourself that money, I need you to WhatsApp my name along with yours. Use the hashtag Stacey Norman's Big Music Challenge and send that now to 061-792-9495.
Okay, Stacey, being back must be celebrated with at least a clue.
One
Nana.
Time's
Can
clue,
you acquire
yes.
something there, please?
Which group was Harry Styles a part of before going so low?
That's a bit of a hard one.
I know, it's so difficult.
Such a thinker.
I know.
But I'm going to guess. One Direction?
Ding, ding, ding. Oh. That is correct.
Wow, you got it right.
However,
after all that thinking,
listen, you two, you're being very otherwise now. Wait until it's time for someone to actually play and they don't know One Direction. The answer is One Direction. Yes. There are four other questions you're going to need to answer correctly to get the cash.
Come on now.
My name, your name, hashtag 061-792-9495. Otherwise, stand by. Your news watch is on the way. Some sports headlines and traffic with Andy James. Up next.
Stacey and Chase Boo on East Coast Radio.
KZN, get ready to drive the future. Introducing the Mahindra XUV 3XO, a 2025 Car of the Year finalist with a starting price of just 249,990 Rand. It's more than value. It's unbeatable performance. Six airbags, ABS braking, electric windows, and central locking all standard. Style, safety, and savings. You get it all. Available now at CMH Mahindra Belito, Durban and Pinetown. CMH Mahindra, the home of Mahindra in KZN.
It is Lotto Stars Daily Winner Update. Yesterday, one lucky player won 311,208 Rand off a 60 Rand bet on Lotto Stars lottery game, Mega Millions Supreme. You could be next. You can spin the slots now on Lotto Stars Lotteries and you could bag Mega Supreme wins. Only at Lotto Star, your world of live games. Lotto Stars licensed by the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator. No persons under the ages of 18. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800-006-008. T's and C's apply. All games are fixed odd betting events.
Stacey and Jay Spoo on East Coast Radio.
Time for your 5 o'clock news watch, which is brought to you by Blue Car Rental. Now introducing Blue Rewards. The more you drive, the more you earn. Blue Car Rental, your journey rewarded.
Stacey and Jay Spoo, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.